Decisions determine destiny. Decisions determine destiny. We wonder about our destiny. We wonder about what is to come in our life. We wonder what things are going to happen. What wonderful adventures are going to take place in our world. We wonder about that. We wonder about that so often, and we do so little about it. We do so little about it. We live in the now, and of course, that's the best place to live. To live in the now is the best place that we could ever want to live, where we could ever want to be. Because if we don't live in the now, we're not enjoying life as we go along. We watched a video last night about a person who was a high roller. He was telling people about how to live their lives and how to live positive lives and how to do great things and wonderful things. The fellow who was the high roller was the one who had himself something very important to live. And he was telling other people how to accomplish great goals in their life, how to face themselves and how to be themselves. And yet he lied to himself. He lied to himself. He did not face it himself. And as he would work with these other people, he was working out his own problems, really. And it was a sort of a mucky muck show, full of tremendous vibrations of emotion, with emotions that want to tear you down, with emotions that want to tell you that these are things that you want to concentrate on, these are things you want to think on, these are things that you want to put in your attention. And is this really what we want to put in our attention? Do we really want to have in our thinking that we are not able to handle our problems, that we hide from our problems, that we tell lies about ourselves, and then we don't face who we really are? And if we don't face who we really are, we don't wake up. We don't wake up to who we really are. We don't open our eyes and live in the world of glory and vision and magic. Now, it's not a matter of going around letting the problems of your life be a burden to you. It's not a matter of going around and letting the things in your life that disturb you disturb you. It's a matter of setting your decisions so that they can determine your destiny. When you start saying, I like me, when you start saying, I'm whole and perfect, when you start saying good things about yourself, that's great. But when you start lying about the past so you don't have to face it, then you're really not doing good things for yourself. When you're telling yourself that you are not responsible for something, or that something happened but it wasn't your fault or something like that, then what you're doing is you're running away from your decisions. Now, your decision is, I decide and I determine by my decisions what my destiny is, and so I decide that I like me. Now, if I decide I like me, I'm going to do things that I like me all the time. And I'm not going to look at the past, and I'm not going to look at the problems. I'm not going to face those problems and say, hey, they're terrible, or they're good, or they're whatever they may have been. I'm going to live right now, in this moment, in this glorious moment right now, and say, I like me. I'm going to live gloriously in this moment right now, and make my decision to be me, and only me. Because that's all that matters. Nothing else in this universe matters except to be myself. To be myself and to have fun. To be myself and to live in the joy of life. Now, when children play in the play box, they're one-pointedly playing in the play box. They're only thinking about the sandbox that they're playing in, or the toy box that they're playing in, or the good things that they're doing. And they're having a happy day. Now, Does any other kind of day have to exist for the child? Not at all. Does any other day, any other kind of day or any other experience have to exist for you? We sometimes wonder why children have bad memories from their childhood. It's the adults who keep repeating the bad memories and reminding the children that they had bad memories in their childhood. Because children let those things go, and they are not part of their world. When children have bad memories in their childhood, it's because the adults have encouraged those memories, have encouraged those. I used to push you around in the baby buggy. I used to change your diapers. You used to wet the bed. And all those are old memories that don't have to be. They're really not important. Now you say, well, yeah, I can understand that they're not important. I can understand that because that's really not terribly important. But do you really understand it? Do you really understand that you cannot allow yourself ever to have decisions that determine your destiny be decisions that are negative, be decisions that are limiting, be decisions that are tearing you down? Can you ever allow yourself ever to think that you are less than wonderful, that you are less than divine, that you are less than beautiful? Every moment of our life, as we think positive, good thoughts about ourselves, every moment of our life as we like ourselves, every moment of our life as we are thinking happy thoughts about ourselves, every moment of our life, what happens to us? Every moment of our life as we think we are wonderful beings, as we think we are good beings, as we think we are super beings, every moment of our life as we do this, we find beautiful things taking place in our world. We find glorious things taking place in our world. We find outstanding things taking place in our world. And we have, by our decisions, determine our destiny, by our decisions today of how we're living. We keep saying the same thing. Tell the children to write, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am a good boy. I am a wonderful girl. I have happy thoughts. And then they do. And when they don't, then those are the things that they dwell upon. Those are the things that you and I dwell upon, are things that are not beneficial to us because we have allowed ourselves to make decisions that determine our destiny, and then we have to live up to it. But we don't have to live up to it. We can change this moment, living this moment in the now, and say that all is in divine order. We have a situation here at the monastery where one of our cats doesn't get along with the dog, and the dog doesn't get along with the cat. And we keep saying this. We keep saying this. And then we keep making the house designed so the dog can get along with the cat, and the cat can get along with the dog. And we keep doing that. If we were to just take a moment and say, our pets are pure love, our pets only know love, our pets only are wonderfully loving, then that's the way they would be. That's the way they would be. But we don't want to do that. We want to just jump on the situation right away in the moment. Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, stop it. And when we do that, we're empowering the very thing that we do not want to happen in our world. Are you strong enough to teach a dog, a cat, how to be gentle and loving by your attitude toward them, by your way? Are you strong enough to be a good parent with your child and teach them loving attitudes in a loving way? Or do you have to get all uptight about it? Do you have to get all unhappy about it and stressed out yourself and let your decisions then determine your destiny? That's what happens to you, and that's what happens to everyone when they allow emotions to run their life rather than to allow what they know to be the truth to run their life. to put positive attitudes in motion, to put positive thoughts in motion, to put positive words in motion, and live their life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so positively, so joyously, so fantastically, that their world is indeed a reflection of what's going on in them. Their world is their momentary destiny. For whatever our thoughts are, whatever our decisions are, whatever our attitudes are, whatever we are, they determine our life. They determine all the things that take place in our world. They determine the kind of world that we live in. They determine the kind of life that we have. I say of every dog that's in my life, that dog is a pure love. That dog is a pure love. And that dog is a pure love. And everyone who comes along and sees any of my dogs, they say they're pure love. And then sometimes they go out walking and they see a fretful thing and they cast that upon the consciousness of the dog, and then the dog responds instantly to that. When the dog is with me, he's always pure love. When the dog is with others, I would like him to be pure love too. But that's how it is. We know children. We know the family. When we see children, we know what kind of a mother and father they have. If they are mean and boisterous, we know their mothers and fathers are mean and boisterous. If they are gentle and kind and loving, we know their mothers and fathers are gentle, loving, and kind. It's such a simple thing, and we know it so well. And we know it so beautifully. And we know it happens in so many cases. And yet, sometimes we forget for ourselves when we let our emotions run away with us, when we let our attitudes run away with us, when we let our decisions run away with us. And as our decisions and attitudes run away with us, then we have that attitude of our life that has run away from us and has given us a very unhappy situation. Now, is this the kind of situation you want in your life? Is this the kind of life you want in your life, the experience you want in your life? Then let your decisions determine your destiny. And know, your destiny is right now. Your destiny is right this moment, right where you are, right where I am. That's my destiny. And my destiny says to me, all is in divine order, and I am a happy, happy, happy being. All is in divine order, and I am a happy, happy, happy being. Claim this for yourself now. Claim this for your world now. Claim this for your life now. And be a happy being and live. We know from seeing the child what kind of parents he has. And it's only too true. It's only too true. And let your child be the absolute reference of who you are. Let you be the absolute reference of who your child is, of who your dog is, of who your cat is, who your pet is, and have them always be joyful, but always under control, because you're the master, and it is your decision and your choice. It's your decision and your choice. Destiny determines how we have made decisions, and what decisions, and what attitude, and what determination have you made in your life about who you are? Then look at your life, and it's a beautiful example of what it is. It's what your life is today, not what it was yesterday, not what it was in the past, but what it is today. Know that as you live your life so beautifully, so perfectly, so wonderfully, I am one with you, and I am seeing you delightful, wonderful, marvelous, and perfect now in every area of your life. And I see you that way because I love myself, because I like myself, because I know who I am, and because I love you. I love you. I love you.